All right, welcome to Calm Cafe. I am your host, Dwayne Richards, and today we're doing something different. I have my first interview, so I'm brought on today a friend, a colleague, a gentleman that we're working, that we're starting to do a little bit of work with, and his name is, let me practice this, but be prepared for me not to get it right the first time. His first name is Amit. And his last name is Embunker, or I may just ask him, I'll ask Amit when I get him on here to pronounce his name properly for me as well. But I know numbers, and my partner knows words, and together we're numbers and words. So excuse me if I don't quite pronounce it right, but I'll just refer to him as Amit. And Amit is I'm going to read it a little bit. But he is an award-winning author. He has a book that we'll be talking about today. He's a speaker, and between him and his business partner, who's also his wife, they are wealth and business coaches. Now, he has a specialty, and his specialty is online business coach, and specifically around SEO and SEO as an SEO expert. And their company, which he is a co-founder of, is called Your Profound Solutions. So, great to have you on, Amit, and welcome to Calm Cafe.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and like we said, we talked a little bit earlier before we started recording, so it's great to have people that we know on as guests early to manage and if we have any technical difficulty today. So, I appreciate you being a guinea pig in the first guest.
absolutely, no worries. I've known you for quite some time now, and I'm here to support you. And I appreciate all the support that you give me in my business too.
Wonderful, thank you for that. So, and with that, so I've actually put together some structure today. So I shared a couple of the questions with you ahead of time. So let's get into some of the questions, and we'll still have a flowing conversation. But let's get a couple of these questions out of the way. So like you said, you've known me for a little bit. So one of the questions I had is, you know, when and how did we first meet, and do you remember? And see if I remember, see if our memories are the same on this one.
I know. I think we met about 3 or 4 years ago, and we met at a networking meeting, and it was a course that we took together, and it was a very nice course. It was on online marketing, and at that time, I think both of us were kind of looking at our options as to where we should dwell on, and it was very good to meet entrepreneurs who are like-minded, and that's when I think we met.
I have a similar memory, so that's fantastic. So thank you for making sure. But it was, and I know one of the parts of that course was about online, and it was also learning about how to build WordPress websites, and
absolutely,
and not that I wanted to get into having that as my business, but from my point of view, I had an interest in and understanding how they worked, so that if I were to go and have to hire someone to build something for me, I wanted to at least know the basics of it, so that I wasn't going to get, you know, fooled or overpay for something or get something Absolutely. That I didn't want to know. So it was a really good course to get that foundation or groundwork to at least set up a basic WordPress website. So
correct. Absolutely. I agree.
We're in the right memory. And what's fantastic is I know we went for a while and what I help coach people on is, you know, with connecting people, you know, connecting in person and authentically, but then also connecting online so that maybe it's the right person, but not at the right time. But I know that we've connected, I think, on LinkedIn, and we connected on Facebook. So we were still able to follow each other from a distance. Because I know at the time you were in a different had a different business at the time. It was more real estate focused, and there wasn't a direct link at the time. And then, like I said, 3 years, 4 years later, here we are. But we were able to still build that relationship by using the online or through social media. And that's the...
Absolutely. I agree. And that's the reason, that's the beauty of the social media nowadays. It's, do you have people in your network that you've met probably 3-4 years ago or maybe 10 years ago, and you still are able to connect with them, look up their names and their emails or their information on social media sites, and you are able to connect. That's the beauty of internet right now.
Right, and that's, and I was telling you, I think just before we got on, that I was just doing that, trying to find a colleague that I knew about 2 years ago, and I'm, again, it's a personal preference, honestly. This is a bit off, not off topic, but a little bit of a tangent. It's a personal preference about how much information people provide, but me personally, I keep somewhat open that, like, if you go to my Facebook profile or my LinkedIn profile, you can actually get my telephone number, because sometimes I actually want it. I want it to make it as easy as possible for someone, if they want to contact me, to get a hold of me. And I find sometimes I struggle, and if I struggle too much to find someone, I'm just going to go to the next person. So if I can't find your website, if I can't find your Google directory, if I can't find you, and I can't find an easy, like a quick way, their phone number or email, I'm just going to move to the next person, because it's, I don't have the time, or I'm not necessarily going to make the time to go out of my way to find someone if I don't really know them, or if that's not specifically the person. If it's a general, if I'm looking for a, for example, if I am an accountant, but if I'm looking for an accountant and I have 10 accountants in my network, I'm going to call the one who I can find the quickest.
Correct. Absolutely.
Fantastic. So thank you for that. Now the, I guess the question is, because we know each other, but not really, I don't know you that well. So part of this is a great exercise in getting to know my contacts or people even better. So the next question is, have you always been an entrepreneur? Because I know for myself, I wasn't. I spent a good chunk of time in the corporate world. And then for me, there was a trigger event that pushed me from the corporate world into more of the entrepreneurial world. So maybe give us a quick little background of how you got started. I know you're in the entrepreneurial space now, but how did you get there?
Absolutely. I was always an entrepreneur. Right from when I graduated out of school, I was always into my own business. I have been self-employed or having my own businesses for the last 18 years. So I love the arena of being an entrepreneur, working for yourself, and getting the results that you want, according to being, you know, boss for yourself.
Okay, so that's interesting, because you know we're a similar age, so that's interesting. So I'll ask a part two to the question, in that when you went through school and a number of your colleagues were going into the job path or leg, or the more the traditional approach, I go to high school, I go to university, I go to college, and then I get a job. Instead of that, I'm going to get a job, you said, I'm going to start a business. And what was it? Was it a family background, or was it a mentor? What made you go that direction so early in your career?
Well, the decision for me was pretty obvious. And I had that in mind when I was in college. I didn't want to work for anyone, because my dad, my mom, they were always in salaried jobs. And I saw them, how much struggle they went through and how much effort they had to put down in order to earn a paycheck at the end of the month. And I also had in communication with some of the entrepreneurs that I knew at that time. And of course, life was not easy for them. They were also putting in a lot of effort. But the amount of returns that they were getting for the amount of effort that they were putting was really, really quite attractive for me. That was one of the reasons what got me attracted. On the other side, the main reason why I shifted my mindset to being an entrepreneur is when my dad retired. He worked in this company for maybe about 40, 42 years in one company. Mm-hmm. And when he retired, you know, he was given, as a gift of retirement, he was given like a wristwatch.
Nice.
And I said, wow, 42 years of service and this is what you get. So I said, nope, that's just not for me.
And again, he didn't, unlike a business, he didn't have anything that he could sell. So it's not as if he spent 40 years building a business and then you decided to retire and you can sell, you have an asset to sell. Hopefully he had a pension or something, but
right.
You're right. That wristwatch, that golden watch, or there was no golden parachute. There was nothing that he was going to cash in. So, okay. So that's interesting. That's what I love, is that different people have, we're all unique and we all have our own our own story, not story in a bad way, but our experiences. And again, your experience was early on being an entrepreneur. So thank you for that. Now
You
the well, let's see. I might shuffle the questions here, but I think we'll keep going on the order. And because I know that you're the co-founder of your company, and I know that your business partner is your wife, is your spouse, and you actually have you've involved your daughter also in the business. So my question is, because there's a number of people that I've known. In some cases it's successful, in some cases it has a challenge, in that people who have the entrepreneurial spirit or they may not be the most easy person to work and live with. So my question is the challenge and the benefits, but again, one of the benefits is, I'm going to guess, is the fact that your wife also has that entrepreneurial spirit to her about her. So I get, but I'm not going to make any assumptions. I'm going to let you answer the question. So the challenges, but maybe also the benefits, not also, but so let's start with the challenges, and then I'll ask you the benefits of having the family and having it really be a family run business.
Right. That's actually a great question, Dwayne. I appreciate you asking me that. And that is a very, very unique scenario that we have in our house here, because my wife has been involved with businesses just like me for a number of years. And the challenge with that, the one of the main challenges that we experienced while being in business is, whenever we got together or we're going out for coach ourselves into it, learn ourselves, get coaching from our mentors to learn the fact that we have to keep this business and life separate. And that's one of the challenges that we faced early on. And once we were able to determine that what's business is business, we have specific hours for the business, and it should not mix with our family life, that was a huge aha for us. And the benefits of working, of course, there are huge benefits of working together, because you have your business partner working with you, they're in alignment. There is no disagreement between the working hours, between the goals that you want to achieve, but also the whole vision of where your family wants to go and wants to achieve. That can be very well aligned if your spouse is not just working with you, but even aligned with your business goals. In a lot of scenarios, I see husband and wife, they are both entrepreneurs, but they are not working in the same company. But the wife has her own company and the husband has his own company, and that's fine too. That's actually also an amazing way to have businesses, because as long as they have a common goal also that they will both want to achieve, I think it works really well.
Okay, I mean, thank you. That's fantastic, and like I said, definitely some challenges and some benefits with working with the spouse. And I think I had a second part about the question, which was you involving your daughter, because I know I haven't been to your workshop, but my business partner Anna Parker has been to your workshop, and you actually had your daughter like well involved with that workshop. So let's share a little bit about how your daughter plays a role.
Oh, absolutely. My daughter's name is Sanjana, and she is such a phenomenal person. She started actually her own book this summer. And the reason she started the book is she wanted to pass on a message to not just kids, but even to adults about a topic that she has been interested in for the past 3 to 4 years. Now, bear in mind, she is 12 years old right now as we speak. The date of this recording, Sanjana is 12 years old. And through this summer, she has not only written the book, but she has a published book to her name. So she's a published author. The name of her book is called The Art of Appreciation. And it's called The Art of Appreciation, How to Appreciate Everything You Have and Take Nothing for Granted. So it's such a phenomenal concept that she came across about 2 to 3 years ago, and she has done speeches on that in her school, and she has influenced already so many people. So when this opportunity came across of writing a book, she grabbed right on, and she went ahead, completed that book, got it published, and she's just going ahead with flying colors right now.
Wow, that's a fantastic. And I know, there is, and it's funny not to generalize to say, well, the next generation or the younger generation, it's there are some amazing little minds, not little minds, but little people, small
Yeah.
people, young people that have
Yes.
these huge minds and it's that's amazing.
That's true. Thank you.
So and thank you for sharing that. And so I'm sure people can find that book on Amazon, I'm
Yep.
guessing, that if you can go to amazon.ca and look that up. Or we'll get into, later, before the end of the podcast, we'll share a little bit about how people can reach out to you directly. But I have a couple more questions first. And the next question is really about, because these are, I got more about my, where I was going with the podcast. And now I want to get a little bit more from you and what you specialize in, which is, what do you think the main challenges are today for entrepreneurs? And what advice do you think, or not what do you, what advice do you think, but what advice do you have for them? So really the main, I stumbled through that a lot. So let's rephrase that again. So what do you think the main challenges that entrepreneurs face today, and how would you advise them?
Wow, that is a truly great question. The reason I like this question is this is one of the most common questions that I get asked from my clients. I do business coaching for a lot of entrepreneurs for them to take their business to the next level. And this is where a lot of entrepreneurs are getting stuck. So I'm actually going to share these two most important points that I share a lot in detail with my clients. The first thing is knowing your product. Knowing your product. And it may sound like a very simple concept, but there is so much evolution that you have to do within your product to understand your product, because it's not just the product that you have to understand. You have to understand the benefits of the products and also understand how it will benefit your client. Because once you know that, when you're talking to the person or your potential client, it's very easy for you to describe to the client the benefits of that product to your client. A lot of people that are in business right now, they're familiar with their own product, but they don't explain to the client the benefits of their product in order for them to get a sale. When I'm talking to my own clients, I don't sell anything. I do not sell anything. I tell them what benefit they are going to get either through my coaching program or through the SEO that I do. And once they know what they are going to achieve, once they see the benefit, that's it. It's they want to buy the product. So that's one. The second thing I always emphasize to entrepreneurs is have a very, very strong focus. There is so much out there right now, like right from social media to websites to online marketing, talking about a lot of offline marketing, networking events going on, so many products being introduced on a daily basis now. There is so much that can take up your attention and actually deviate from your main goal. So to be focused on one particular thing for an entrepreneur sometimes is very challenging. And that's my main request to entrepreneurs, to have a very strong focus and just go after that one thing. There is a tendency to go after the next shiny object, and that's exactly what you need to avoid.
That is fantastic. I know that's one of the challenges I've been, personally struggling with a little bit for 3 years. Is that when I left the corporate world, there's lots of things I thought I didn't want to do, and it circles back around to now doing what I'm good at, which is as
Absolutely.
a as a financial advisor and a as a a certified accountant. And just the thing I just personally is the people that I get to work with. So I now get to work with people that are more of a with the entrepreneurial aspirations or in the entrepreneurial space as opposed to the big corporate space. So
Absolutely. That's
that's wonderful.
and
Now
I'm saying that way because I went through the same scenario, right? I mean, I'm in this position right now as a business coach, and I can train entrepreneurs for that. But if you saw me 5, 7 years ago, I was in the same boat. I was going through different businesses thinking, ah, this is not a good business. I'll try this, I'll try that. And I have myself tried about 4 to 6 businesses. So I've jumped from one business to the other. And before I became a business coach or I realized that this is my expertise, I had to sit down and focus myself. So it's something that I have went through myself, and that's why I'm in a very good position to, first of all, understand the entrepreneur and then to train them to get them on their path to success.
Wonderful. And the phrase I like to use is we're eating our own cooking. So we've
Right.
if you're cooking for your client, make sure you like the taste of it yourself, or make sure you've tasted it yourself before you give it to your client. Now the other thing I know that I gave you a quick introduction as a award-winning author, and we haven't even talked about that yet. So let's not quite wrap up quite yet, but let's move a little bit into that. What is that book? Not the story, but what's the book that you have out? I know it's reasonably new. And
my book. Yes, my book is called Your Profound Success: 7 Ways to Skyrocket Your Business Using the Internet. And this book I have put together for entrepreneurs who are specialists in what they do, but they want their online presence. They want to get their online identity. And that's what I specialize in. I specialize in online businesses. So if you have a business, maybe a brick and mortar business, or if you are self-employed with a company that you have your own business set up with them, but want to create an online presence, that's what we help entrepreneurs with. And in this book, I have outlined 7 powerful ways to skyrocket your business using the internet. So it's a very powerful book. This book actually is co-authored by a very, very good friend and coach of mine. His name is Raymond Aron. And he's a very, very successful coach. And he is a New York Times best-selling author. And the other good thing about the book is I have this book forward for this book has been written by Laurel Langmire. And if you don't know Laurel is actually in the Guinness Book of World Record for creating maximum millionaires in U.S. So we have some top-notch people that are associated with this book. So, and that's the reason why this book has come out so well. And it's very well received. I have had 3 book launches in 3 countries now. The first was in Canada in October 2016. We had one in November in India. And then we did a USA launch in December, that's last month. And it was very well received, all 3 events. We almost had all our books at the event sold out. So it's a pretty good response that we're getting for the book. It's an amazing feedback, and want to thank all the people who've read the book and given this amazing feedback.
Okay, and I guess it's somewhat relevant, a little tongue-in-cheek. I guess the internet is here, you know, it's not going away anytime soon. So if you're talking about how businesses can use it and leverage it, relevant and really we'll talk, I'll ask you the question, you can answer it for me. So then based on the title of your book and the subject matter, who would you say is your target audience for the book? Who is this book best suited for?
The book is best suited for entrepreneurs who are not satisfied with their online presence. So they are, for example, I'll give you an example. There are people who are, say, mortgage brokers or, say, realtors or, say, are doctors and massage therapists. You know, these are experts in their own field. I mean, you go to these people and they know everything about their field. But when it comes to doing, you know, social media marketing or sending emails to clients, you know, that's not what they want to really do. It's not that they're not good at it, but it's not something that I would recommend them to put their time into. That's our expertise. So we take care of that for these clients so that they continue to do what they're good at, which is their own business, which is their own practices. And then we take over the part where we do the online marketing for them.
Okay. So that's, I know that like every good business owner and entrepreneur, you have a number of products and services that you offer. So what would be, I want to first off, before we get into too much more, I definitely want to say, you know, thank you and I appreciate you. And, you know, thank you for being my first guest. I think it went well, and we'll see how our listeners respond to it. But before we get too far down the path here, I definitely wanted to say thank you and appreciate your time and being patient with me as we test out some technology here on the podcast as well. I'm sure like your daughter's book, if someone wants to find your book, they could go to Amazon, but that's not really the most personal way to get engaged. So what would kind of be the logical step for someone to get in touch with you, or if the topic that we talked about how to generate leads and leverage the internet is of interest, how can they learn a little bit more about your profound solutions?
Correct. So the best way to connect with me is to go to my website. It's called yourprofoundsolutions.com. Again, it's yourprofoundsolutions.com. On this website, I have an excellent checklist that entrepreneurs can download. It's for free. It's for free website, a free checklist that I'm giving away. All what you do is just enter your name and email address. And once you put in that information, this is an automatic download. So you're going to get this checklist for free. And after that, as our subscriber, you are going to receive so much valuable information for your business and business tips, some online marketing tips for me on a regular basis, that you are going to be wowed with the experience that you're going to get through my email. And this is a feedback from a lot of our clients that are receiving the emails right now. The information that they are getting is something that they can use in their own businesses. So if they want to, you know, ask us any questions, they get our email address, they get our phone numbers directly, because now we are connected to them. So that's the best way to get in touch with me. And the other way to get in touch with me is, once you are our subscriber, you receive information about everything that's happening in our company. So we have events that are happening all the time. We have webinars that we conduct giving value and information. So once you are a subscriber, you will be updated as to everything that's happening in our company, so that you can keep your business up and running.
Okay, that's fantastic. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Now, I guess one problem. I'm gonna put you on the spot. I didn't ask you this ahead of time, but for any of our listeners today, do we have any special offers that we could, so that really to sometimes I learn that people need that extra little motivation to, you know, it's nice to listen to podcasts and sit back in the comfort of our own home, listening away, and listen to more, and, you know, hopefully they'll listen to my next one as well. But
yeah,
what can we jointly offer to them to help, you know, to encourage them to take action today or right after they hang up after listening to this podcast? What do we have, anything that we can motivate people to move?
Sure, definitely. I mean, you have put me on spot here, but not a problem. What we can do, Dwayne, is I have a package that I offer to my clients, and it's for $49 that I offer to clients. But as listening to this podcast, and I also want your podcast to be broadcasted on a number of channels as a number of countries. So what I will give you is I will give you that document. It's a $49 document. And I'll offer your clients, whoever approaches me through this podcast, I'll send that document for free. What that document has is it has templates. It has seven crucial templates that you need for your business. And it involves right from target audience to business structuring. It involves a couple of those templates are about social media. So those are very, very dear to heart, so to say, documents.
For sure.
And they are available for sale, actually. But because we are doing this with you, and I really like you, I like the way you do your business. So I really want to appreciate the effort that you're putting through, as well as the clients that are listening to this podcast. So all what you have to do is, once you connect with me as a subscriber, because this is only a special request. This is not something that I had prepared in mind before. So once you subscribe through this podcast, just send me a quick email from the email that you receive, saying that you heard it through Dwayne, and you are looking for your free bonus, and I will send you that file immediately.
Ah, thank you very much. Like I said, sometimes it's good to put people on the spot, you know, not to do it authentically, but it's, you know, we always sometimes carry a little bit of something in our back pocket. You know, I offer, you know, generally, and I'll do the same, as, you know, if people are watching, or not watching, but listening today, they know that I usually put a link up for my online Udemy course that has a $20 value, that I put that link up so people can hop on and learn how to save money on their taxes, being a a business owner or just launching a business or having a home-based business, network marketing business, that tax course is a great little value to get people started on how to save money on their taxes. So I will also throw that that coupon code in the on the in the notes of the podcast. So if people remember to go into the notes, and we'll put I'll put a link to Your Profound Solutions. I'll put their website in the notes on the podcast, and I'll also put my coupon code for so people can hop over to Udemy and check out my tax course.
Next.
It is tax season right now around the world. I think it doesn't really matter where you are. It's fast approaching tax season, unless of course you're incorporated and you've made it strategically made your year end a different month than December 31st. So okay, I think that is a
Yeah,
wrap for
absolutely.
today. I think we've covered a good amount of stuff, and again, I want to say thank you for your time. I know one thing we have coming up jointly. We actually are doing a meetup group in person here in Toronto. So if people are listening, that's really happening like next week. But I won't put a date on just because we're probably going to be doing them on a regular basis. So reach out to either Amit or myself, and we can also share a link to our meetup group that we're doing, our meetup topic on business strategies, both on and offline. And I know, I'm sure if people go to your website, I know you do have a workshop coming up in the next month. And I'm sure if they go to your website, they can see all of the information about upcoming workshops. And I know there's one coming next month. And I know you're not just
Got
getting
it.
started, you've done them a number of them, and they're only going to get better. And people better take action and take advantage of them now, because they will only fill up. And I know your last one sold out. So take action today. Hop over to Your Profound Solutions and register for all of those free gifts that Amit is offering. So again, thank you for
Because
stopping by.
that's the thing, right? Once you are a subscriber, I send out all the information about the events. And not only that, as a subscriber, I also send out special bonuses. So last time the event was, say X number of dollars, but because you are a subscriber, you got $100 off that particular event. So there are specials that I sent out only to subscribers. So it definitely makes sense for people to go on to my website and sign up so they get the specials. I also want to really thank you, Dwayne, for putting this podcast together. I appreciate you not only as a business person, but also as an individual. And through communication with you, I know you that you are a very genuine person. You have interests of your clients always in your mind, which is very unique in terms of a businessman, because we meet so many entrepreneurs out there right now, and they are after money, money, money. And I resonate with you so much is because you also are after giving value to your client first, and you understand that once you give out value, the money is going to come. So that's why I think both of us, are comfortable working with each other so much. So I really and truly appreciate all the effort that you do for your clients.
Okay, thank you again. Thank you for that. I'm learning. Sometimes it's a challenge to listen to people giving ourselves or giving myself compliments, and it's now I'm learning or practicing just to say thank you. So thank you. And again, we're gonna wrap up. So thank you for the listeners for stopping by and hearing this episode from Calm Cafe about. My interview with Amit, and we are talking about a number of things, partially how we connected, but also about the challenges and the benefits of being an entrepreneur and what he does with your profound solutions. So, thank you again.